Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, April 22nd, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, an AMA with Space Trip talking about Space Tree for International Earth Day, hosted by Super Terra. Let's take a listen.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Nice, excuse me, clearing my throat. Nice to be here. I guess we've got a few minutes, haven't we, before we sort of officially kick things
off?
Yeah.
I just checking out the thing and because it's my first day, so.
Cool. No, of course. I always like to start early as well. You're doing the right thing. So great to be here. I'll put myself on mute and we'll hopefully get a few exciting people joining us to celebrate Earth Day and also obviously the great things that are going to be happening with Space Trip as well.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm the community manager, so the other members going to join in a few minutes too.
Cool, excellent. Happy International Earth Day. So are you guys waiting for a few more speakers to arrive or are you happy to look to kick off once we kind of hit the hour?
We are ready. We have.
I'm not sure what happened there. Cool. Excellent. So appreciate this is your first Spaces. So welcome. Thank you ever so much for inviting me to help co-host and support this. Obviously, a very special day. The day where perhaps the whole world reflects on some of the many misgivings, challenges, opportunities to remedy and improve that we can all play our own small part in. And I think for me, as someone who's been invited to host this, I love the fact that your project is very much focused on giving things back and a very earthly giving back in terms of the tree planting and so on, which we can explore, but also grand ambitions to make a statement beyond. And I think that's really admirable. So for me, on this Earth Day, it'd be great, really, I guess, initially to, before we perhaps delve into the project itself, talk about your own thoughts on the environment and the better things that we can do with the world.
Hello. I think I miss you.
Oh, right.
Hi. Thank you so much for being here. And, well, Chemi is the co-founder of SpaceTree. So let me introduce her. Welcome and happy Earth
Day.
Hi there. Absolutely. Hey, thanks. Thanks for helping us to speak to the world. The language is a little bit hard. We speak Spanish fluency, but not the English. So really, we really appreciate what you're doing with us.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation. We're very glad to be here. We have some trouble to speak sometimes because we speak very fast, so we're trying our best that everybody understand us.
Oh, you're doing a great job. And one of the things that I always say in this space, I love the fact that it's a very international community and we're all here to help and support each other. So take your time. And congratulations on your first space. I think it's always exciting to do these things. I've done quite a lot of them, but every time there are always things that you want to make sure go right and go well. I think probably ask too big a question to start things off in terms of thoughts on the environment. But I guess as a project that's all about trees and giving things back, maybe just take your time in your own words, tell the community. And of course, I can see this has been recorded and our friends from Terra Spaces are also capturing it, so people will be able to listen back as well. So, yep, take your time and tell the world about your project.
That's good. Today I was getting ready to go to work for this space, and I opened my laptop. I was organizing everything, and the first thing I see on Google is like the time lapse of image from Google Earth from the year 2000 to today. So 20 years, okay. And it's showing the impact of the climate change across the planet. And I was surprised. I was like, I didn't realize that what we're doing really is going to help. Okay. I think that what we're doing is really worth it. Encourage people to through NFT to plant trees and help and to create like a warning to the people that this is real, the climate change is real, and we need to do something a bit or to change it. I don't know if I explained it that well.
Yes, very well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I saw the same image on Google earlier. And as a slightly older guy, I remember the year 2000 very well, almost like it was last week. And it's incredible that even in that time, so much damage has continued to be done. It really is very, very humbling. And I guess my own thoughts are we're trying to turn around a supertanker, and a supertanker takes a long time to change course. I think we all saw the challenges in the Panama Canal last year with a boat that went off course. But the point there is to correct the course of a large object, and the Earth is one of the largest objects that we can certainly comprehend in our own sort of space. Changing the course of that is not going to happen overnight. And actually, even if the captain of the ship starts to change course, it will still continue in that same direction for a little while before it turns. I think the hope that we all have is that we've turned soon enough to avoid a disaster. So that's my own thought on this. I don't have an answer, but I do know that we are in a very challenging position. And I think there's a lot of thoughts around what needs to happen. But I guess in the here and now, I'd love to hear about your own really nice idea of almost like helping the world's lungs, I think is the best way to describe it.
Yeah, and I think that this is the beautiful of this project, that we're actually helping to the air and the climate change. And I think that every people need to do something about it.
Ever
and
since this is an idea
how can we can do it. So I invite all the people to join us, because it's very cool that we're going to actually change that. We're going to plant the trees. We're going to help the environment. We're going to clean the air. And so it's very great.
We don't really see, I'm going to buy NFT. And I even realize how much carbon footprint I'm creating. And that's why we start to think about tricks and how we can reduce our carbon footprint with NFT. And it's really a happy, fun idea. And in a moment in that everyone and everybody in this world want NFT, and how a better way that have an NFT and at the same time have a tree in the real life. Like have your NFT in something physical, and that's something really cool. and it's something that we want to share in the world and start to help our planet.
Yes, that's right. We started, I call Nora, the one she's speaking is my cousin. So I call her, I'm a coffee farmer. Okay, I love the environment, I love the planet, I love the earth. And I know what changes, the climate have changed. And in the coffee farm, I have like words, I don't know how to explain it. I have lost a bit of the production because the climate. So what we're doing it, I call my cousin and tell her like, hey, we have to do something about it. And she was like, oh, you know that right now people is encouraging to do something about with NFT. So I was like, okay, let's start studying about it and let's do it. Let's do something about it. So I think the project, we started with Space Alien, something to show how we work, something to show a bit the world that we are real and that we want to do something to change the world, to how you say it, like help, okay? Because, okay, we're planning to plant 10,000 trees. And that's not going to be the safe of the war, but it's going to help. So we're going to help the lumps of the war. So that's the main thing. I believe we all together, the Luna community, we can help. We can help and do something about it. Just with one NFT, minting one NFT. Is going to help us planting one real tree around the world. I don't know if you understand it.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's the small individual elements that we can all do. And then take one person doing one mint, they plant one tree effectively. 10,000 people mint, it's 10,000 trees. And then over time, more and more of us can individually, in our own small way, add up to a much bigger impact. And I think what you're doing there is almost symbolic of the task we all face individually. If someone said to me, how do you save the world? No one individual can. Collectively, we can certainly make a difference. And I think that, for me, is one of the many reasons we first got talking, because I think what you're trying to do is start a genuine change. And I always admire projects that do. And I think for me, the Terra Space is full of people who really care. There's a community ethos that I really like and a desire to make a positive difference. So I think what you're doing is really good. Something that caught my ear is you've seen firsthand in your local environment, the impacts you mentioned there, so coffee production. I think it's interesting. I mean, we've all seen impacts in different parts of the world, unusual floods and various other things. But I think, was that the part, apologies, my speaker dropped out from him. Was that the part, the local impact that then inspired you to make this? I'm just interested to understand where you sort of made the leap from local to creating something that we can all take part in.
Yeah, that's right. On my coffee farm, I saw that the production of my coffee was going year after year decreasing. So I was studying and looking why is this happening? Because I'm taking care of my plants, you know, I'm taking care of everything. And I saw that the climate change is changing a bit the flower of the coffee, the floration. So it changes, and I'm going to speak a little bit about the coffee. The coffee needs some rain to get the flower and then to get the bean. So if we don't have rains or we got a delayed rain, the coffee, the plant won't grow or won't product a lot of coffee. I don't know if I can explain it, if you understand it.
Absolutely. The balance of rain, the seasons, I guess, are affected, and you're noticing as a result of that, that actually the previous levels of production are not being realized now. And there's a direct, and I guess the big direct factor with something like coffee growing is clearly environment. So I totally understand what you're saying there. Absolutely.
So in years before, the weather in my farm was really cold and chill. And right now, I'm talking about like 10 years ago, and right now it's warmer. So we feel the drought, like the dry in the air, that is doing it. We live in a tropical country, okay? We live in Venezuela, but looking at the Google image, I see that it's changing around the world. So everybody is feeling this warming effect. Then I was going to say, so our project is seeking to involve people to change, to do a little bit to change, because, okay, we have Web3, we have the metaverse, but that's not going to exist if we don't exist like a planet, okay? If the world we're not taking care of, we can have the metaverse, the best metaverse, but the planet Earth is undamaged. So we have to look for the both. So we integrate, that's what we wanted, to combine, okay, Web3 with the real world. So every NFT you mint from a space street, you're gonna have a real tree, and we're gonna give you the certificate with the location. Okay, it depends on how many we mint, to see how many countries are we gonna plant.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys see, for example, that many NFT have a console model that have many energy, and that we need something to do about it, because the trading, the NFT have a very effect in the planet. They have a carbon emission, they have a consume energy. So I think that doing this, we are helping it in another way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I think for me, I'm finding this a very moving space, because you're actually talking about trying to affect real change and actually feeling the direct impacts. And I think, again, I think it's for NFTs, and indeed anything that's in crypto, clearly it uses by its definition power grids, electric, and so on. So it's consuming resources.
Yeah, all the process is very, very difficult and consume a lot of energy. So we need to do something.
Absolutely. And I know that, I mean, there's a lot of focus around the world on sustainable energy, wind power. I mean, I'm not an expert on these subjects. My expertise is more in the Web3 space. But obviously, like everyone else, I do care about what happens next. For me, the move to sustainable forms of energy that are less damaging to the planet's ability to sustain itself is incredibly important. And I think the more that we can then embrace that, and obviously, as I say, NFTs are obviously part of that. I think the balance is, we know that for an advanced civilization to continue, we need to sustainably utilize resources. And I think that's the big challenge that governments and individuals around the world need to balance. But where do NFTs play a role? Absolutely, I think you're using it as a fantastic medium for awareness, for change and community. I think in terms of the energy consumption, Green energy is something that's been very much looked into. There's, again, I only have a sort of high level view on this one, but there are talks around creating, if you like, green and sustainable ways of farming Bitcoin, for example. And obviously other elements that fall into the crypto space. If we can follow a sustained way of managing the networks, managing the infrastructure, then that if harnessed in the right way, can be a positive. But obviously everything we do that isn't, if you like, natural, is going to be in some way burning additional resources, putting additional strain, and it's how the energy is harnessed, processed, and managed. So it's a huge topic, and I'm sure bigger brains than myself have grappled over this for a long time.
Yeah. I think that we need a balance, you know, that we can make money, we can do NFT, we can mine, we can do Bitcoin, whatever that you want, but we need to help the environment. Because if we do all the things that damage the environment, we are not doing nothing, because then, okay, we mine, I don't know, any money, and then when you're gonna spend it, if you don't have a word, you don't have nothing to do it. We need a really balance to do the work and do something about the environment.
Absolutely. And I'm conscious we've got another speaker, Glasses. Be good to hear sort of your thoughts on both the environment and also, you know, ways that we can play our own small part in making a difference.
Hello, hi. Thanks for having me. My name is Charlie. I'm the founder of Glasses. I'm loving these spaces because we have so many projects that are like eco-friendly, and I have been looking for like other projects that are like actually doing something like in the environmental space, but it's been like a bit of, we're like few, very few. So thank you for having me once again. My thoughts regarding like the current state of the world is very sad. Well, because like, as you guys should know, like the temperature of the whole world rose like 1 degree Celsius, which is like very bad, like super bad. If it continues like that in like the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to have like a massive extinction, and we're going to lose like so many species. And not only that, because I mean, like the ocean is going to be really affected, and we're going to see like what is the real impact of climate change, because we do see the pictures, but like for now, it's not something that really like affects like our homes. Well, not everyone. Because we have like people, probably people in the States or people like in Australia or people in Hong Kong, that they don't really feel what is happening until it does. So what we have to do is we need to try to make people conscious that we don't want to get into that point. So in the part of Glasses, we're trying to do glass recycling with landfill cleaning in different parts of the world. Well, exactly like in two places. Mostly in Central America and Africa, or like in small villages in southern India, and like Eastern India also. Because, I don't know if you guys are aware, but like only 39% of glass that is produced around the world is recycled. Everything else that has ceramics or that has like different tints, or it is shattered glass, it's not going to be recycled, and it ends up like in a landfill, contaminating like small villages and like affecting people's lives in like in places that are like really remote. So what we want to do is we want to use NFTs like as a way of like raising money to fund like these NGOs, corporations, or organizations that they don't receive any money from the government. What they do is they travel to these places to help these villagers and also to help like small villages and clean the place and clean the rivers that are flooded with like trash, BPA, plastic, and glass. So this is like the site we have, and we're trying to keep it like really green. We're a Solana project, because Solana is one of the blockchains that uses like less energy in all the blockchains that we have currently right now. But hopefully, like in the near future, we're going to have Ethereum 2.0, and we are going to have Cardano, which are going to be like really eco-friendly blockchains. Well, that's everything I have to say. You guys have like.
Congratulations! I really like the project. I don't
Thank
know if, when you first start talking. You see the movie Don't Look Up on Netflix?
Yes.
It's the same thing that you're talking about. Like, they say it's gonna happen something, and people don't do anything. So, I think that's the case of with environment. We say we need to change, and nobody is changing. So, it's very, I don't know, like difficult that people understand the seriousness of this.
Yes, that's very true. Like you don't feel it until you see it. Like until it's sadly it's affecting your home, your family members, your neighbors, your local park. I don't know, like your water supply, and this is something like that you don't really want to happen to you or anyone that you know, or is close to you. But like sadly, we have people that are currently like experiencing this. And we need to do something, because like I know we have a lot of NFTs and they're like NFT projects that they're gaining like a lot of traction, and they're earning like insane amount of money, like 800,000 to 1 million to $70 million. And the question is, only with like 5% of that revenue we can actually change lives. Like for real, you can make a donation to like an NGO that it like does cleaning or plants trees, or like goes to a small village and help to improve the quality of life and to improve the environment that is going to make a change. And if it's something really consistent, we're going to see like a change probably between 6 months to a year or 2 years. To realistically speaking, because like we think like that like the NFT space is small, but it's not really small anymore. It's really mainstream, and we have like big names like Snoop Dogg, Eminem. We have big names like Jimmy Fallon. We have celebrities in this space, and if we can like let them know like, hey, fame, everything is cool. It's cool that you're making money, but like we have a real problem now. And probably you're not going to notice it like right now, but like probably in 5 years is going to be you having like bad water in your tap or in your bathroom, or probably you're not going to have fish to eat because we pretty much destroyed the ocean, or the temperature rose so much that like corals and planktons, they don't exist anymore. So yeah. So
yeah, you have all the
right. So I'm reminded, I was in Costa Rica many years ago, and I was working on an environment project over there. I was only there for a brief time, and even then they were talking about the damage that two-stroke petrol engines were doing to indigenous frog species and butterfly species, and this was a long time ago. And they said that actually they'd already lost thousands of different species due to basically poor environmental air quality, and these were places of special global interest for those different communities. I remember thinking at the time, because at the time environment was talked about but it wasn't seen as a big thing. Fast forward now 20 years and some of those places I visited, I've not been back since, they're now massively built over, they've modern towns and cities. There's nothing wrong with progress, but equally a lot of ecology has been incredibly damaged, but it's been damaged in a number of ways by obviously human activity, but also by environmental pollution. And I'm seeing it in lots of parts of the world. Obviously I know we've not really veered off, because this is Earth Day and these are important topics, but in terms of how we can make a difference, coming back to your point, Glasses, the oceans have so many microplastics in them now. So anything that we can do to clean up those water sources is protecting a future source of life. You know, water is the essential for life, so it is needed. And I think any project that A, raises awareness, B, allows people to engage and really feel like they can make a difference are two powerful factors in turning that super tanker around, as I used as the analogy at the start. We've just got to think about how we can reset the course. And I think, yeah, hats off to any projects that are doing that. For me, individually, we can do a tiny amount. Collectively, we can do more. And we just need to keep raising the awareness and raising our voices about it.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, we chose the Lunar Red because it's more eco-friendly and we love the Lunar community. So that's one point that we need to talk about it, because Lunar, for example, is more eco-friendly, more ambientally. So people also are in that movement. So the Red Terrace is very cool. So we need to do more about it.
The Lunar community is very friendly, and there's a lot of collaboration. There's a lot of support for charity work. But I think it'd be really interesting, because I know Solana is also in a very good community chain as well. So I'll let you jump in. So apologies, I didn't mean to cut into you there.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, it's my first time that seeing two Luna Terra projects, because I'm not really acquainted with how eco-friendly or how does Terra Luna work. I do know that is very efficient, same as Solana. For example, in Solana, whenever you do one transaction, Solana has less energy than two Google searches. So it's very, very fast, and actually it's really energy efficient, because sometimes, for example, for mining Bitcoin, SuperTerra mentioned, it's really energy consuming. For example, in glasses, I don't know if you're aware, when you produce one glass bottle, soda or cola or I don't know, a wine bottle, it's equal to leaving your TV on for 2 hours. So if you recycle one bottle of glass, it equals to saving that energy that is 55 kilojoules, I believe, which is a lot of energy. 55 kilojoules. So imagine if you save, 5 bottles of glasses for 20 or 100 or 200. That's a lot of energy that you're saving. And also, when you produce glass, you use a lot of water, and you waste a lot of water. And to get the sand trout that you use to make the glass, it also uses a lot of water. And when companies they mine, they terraform the place that they're working on, and sometimes that place is completely it's dry. And the water that you use for it, you use tons and tons of water that comes from small supplies or small villages that they need that water. So we need to also, I went other route. But coming back to Solana. So yeah, Solana projects are very eco-friendly. And that's why we chose Solana. But I want to know more about Terra Luna. So can you please, guys, so know me or teach me, because it's my first time interacting with two Terra Luna projects. What are the pros of Terra?
Well, yeah, you can go. Don't worry.
Now, I was going to say, that's my speciality. For me, how many hours have you got? On Seriously Glasses, obviously, I've already added you. Let's have a chat, and I can certainly direct you to some fantastic individuals who can give you a far more detailed and in-depth view. But essentially, Terra Luna as a community has really grown rapidly over the last probably 24 months or so. Essentially, the premise is there's a coin that is, well, there are a number of coins, to be candid, that are pegged to a range of international recognized currencies, US dollar, euro, pound sterling, the Korean won, and many others. The main, if you like, well-known stable currency coin is UST, which is really making some major waves. That's only part of the story with Terra. There's a balancing token, and again, I'll give a very quick layman's version. Essentially, Luna is the coin that allows UST and the other international currencies to remain to maintain a stable peg to their traditional fiat equivalents. Now, Luna's growth has been extraordinary over the last really 12 months or so. It's gone from a coin that was, I think, ranked, certainly when I was first interested and aware, perhaps 400 in the rankings of currencies. It's now in the top 10, and that growth is driven by a number of different factors: adoption of the main stable coin UST, but also importantly, the sheer growth of projects, individuals, opportunities that have developed on Luna over the last really year or so. And I think to bring it back to this discussion, because again, I could talk at length on the general background, but to bring back to this discussion, NFT projects in Terra, and you probably noticed by my name, I'm a massive fan of the Terra blockchain space. Really, those the NFT projects have only really started in earnest in the last probably 9 months or so. And we're probably now, haven't counted them, probably over 100 different NFT projects have launched in the space. I know this because I'm pretty maxed out on my Discords, and I follow as many as I possibly can. And there are some incredibly important ones. And I can see one that's joined us, actually. I'm really pleased to see Poppin Puffins on here, who are doing some really great work for the environment as well. And obviously, no pressure, guys, but if you want to step up and speak, that would be amazing as well. I've put a few feelers out because we want to talk about the environment. But coming back, Glasses, to the Terra development, yes, there's an adoption of the various coins, but actually I think the real reason for growth is there's real use case adoption for a variety of different clever protocols that have been developed over the last year or two that essentially are creating a decentralized system of banking, finance, general commerce. And really, it's quite staggering how many people are flocking to the space to develop, share, and really at the moment we're creating a nascent, if you like, not shadow, but parallel financial services system. Now, don't get me wrong, there are lots of brilliant chains out there, and Terra is not an island. The Terra community work extensively to bridge between different chains. There's been some excellent projects created that do cross-chain collaboration. I don't want to hog the space because it's not. Yeah, I really want to talk about the Earth side of things, but perhaps just to round off. We're seeing a whole range of people who've got brilliant ideas, from encouraging educational development in communities that don't have the advantages that some parts of the world do, raising, if you like, local charity fundraising through those efforts, looking at endangered species, challenges to our oceans. In the case of Poppin Puffins, they're doing some really great work supporting bird life and related charities. But what they're all doing is, and there are many, many projects out there, and yes, there are ones that are nakedly just there to make a lot of money, and that's what it is. It's part of the broad spectrum of the world. But there are many, and I lean more towards the charity projects because I'm a massive believer in them. Yeah, there's one that's supporting hospitals. And also importantly, there is actually a protocol that was created about just under a year ago called Angel Protocol that really started out of an idea that wouldn't it be great if we could just pull together community funds. And they now fund and support a number of amazing initiatives, some of which are obviously directly pertaining to the environment. So, Glasses, I've given you a very, probably not the best, because you put me on the spot, but a very summary of the Terra and the lunar space. But as I say, I'd be delighted to talk more afterwards. And anyone who's obviously spoken with me before knows that I have time for everyone to do this.
No, don't worry. We love Terra. We love Luna. We love the community of Luna. I think that is the most friendly community. Everybody supports each other. And it's a very cool environment that we have, because people like the projects of other people. They support the other projects. They're like a family.
Absolutely. And I feel proud to be a very small player in what is a huge and expanding and very friendly. You are right. It is a family. I mean, let's look at how we all ended up speaking, just through some Twitter DMs, and here I am helping you host your first Spaces on Earth Day.
So, thank you. No, we are really grateful and loving this community. I think that we are in love. It's very cool, and the people are very great. They have very cool project that we are involved, and I think that this is like growing. People are talking about Luna. They're talking about Terra. It's very it's very cool.
I agree. And in the time I've been involved in the space, I mean, I started out as someone that just thought, I love some of the cool things that are happening. And before I knew it, I was like, wow, it's just growing like crazy. And it's great. And it's just so nice. You know, I now have friends I talk to all over the world. And I mean, I already had a number, to be fair, but you know, purely and exclusively through the love of what this community is bringing. And so it's great. So as I say, I mean, I'll just offer it up briefly to the audience. The idea here is, obviously, we're talking around the excellent plans of Space Trip to plant 10,000 trees based on the NFT project that is launching. And it's all focused on giving back to the Earth. Obviously, you guys have experienced firsthand the challenges there. Obviously, we heard the very moving story of the impacts on the coffee production. And I think everyone has their own stories of local impacts. And I think I always find those incredibly powerful. But as I say, I can see in the audience, there is an obvious, I would pick on them, but there's an obvious brilliant project that are doing some great things to support the environment. In fact, I've just spotted someone else with the same wonderful logo. So if you guys are comfortable, please feel free to step up. It's really about talking around some of the big challenges we all face and try not to get overwhelmed by them as well. But I think let's bring it back to Terra. Let's bring it back to NFTs. This is where we can all individually and collectively together create a positive force for change. So anyone who wants to step up and make any points or share any thoughts, you're most welcome indeed. But I'll hand back to my lovely co-host.
Thank you. We are very excited about this because it offers a space. So I think that it's going well. Well,
I want to talk a bit of a Space Trip holder benefits. Okay, so people is gonna because people asking, okay, I'm gonna mint one NFT, you're gonna plant one tree. Yes, but that's not it. That's not everything. Okay, we want to give back to our holders because you are gonna make this possible. If we don't have holders, we won't be doing this. Okay, so every NFT will have a representation in the real world. So that what it means, we're gonna plant a new tree around a place around the world. We have different locations already that we're gonna speak a little bit after mint, because we need to know how many are we gonna mint. Hopefully we sold out, because we need people to contribute to do some change to the world. We're gonna give a certificate about with a Space Trip with a real location, the description about the tree and the type and pictures, real pictures of your tree. So what it means is you're gonna know where your tree is gonna be planted. So maybe if you live, I don't know, in United States, I'm gonna be planting in Miami to say some country. You live nearby, you can go and visit your tree. Okay, you can go and see that it's real, that it's planted, and it's gonna be your tree. Okay, you're gonna help reducing the carbon footprints. Every time we live, we make a life, we are doing some footprints, okay, around the world. Every time we turn on our cars and stuff like that. We're going to have exclusive events and raffles. All the events that we are thinking to approach our holders is about around the environment events. Also, we're going to give the opportunity to some holders to plan to go travel with us with all the expenses paid to plan the trees with us. So you see that it's real, that we are going to plant it. Also, because the Luna community that you were talking about, we have a lot of friends in the Luna community right now, thanks to a space trip. We're going to have like whitelist spot, NFT, and other benefits of other projects of on Terra. So the holders can have some approach to other projects. That's a bit of the benefits what we're going to give, okay? So we want to mint 10,000 trees. The price is going to be like 30 USD. And that with that money, almost like 90% of it, we're going to use it to plant the tree. So it's a real environmentalist project, okay? And if we go and sell out, we will plant it in 5 or more countries. And 10 lucky holders will travel with us to plant all those trees. What do you think about it?
I mean, that is fantastic. And I think a very tangible way to give back to the environment. And I'm certainly excited, and I will definitely, I don't normally say this on the spaces, I will definitely be minting. I do mint a lot, to be honest, but the point is this one is very much more for me personally, I see it as something important and not first and foremost about the NFT itself. It's about what it represents and the giving back to the environment, which is why I think it's so appropriate we're having this conversation on Earth Day. I think it's a grand ambition, and I think you'll get a lot of support from the community for your plans. And I think for me, an idea, and this is what I love about crypto in general, you know, not just Terra, an idea born from people in one part of the world now linking to many people in other parts of the world. And I think that's, in many ways, is what we all need to do to tackle the bigger environmental problems and some of the other problems that our Earth faces at the moment in these very turbulent and uncertain times. I'll stop my ramble in a moment, but I think it's just really hugely important that we all, in our own way, do whatever we can to help and support future generations. And this is part of it, helping the lungs of the Earth in this case. I'll offer out to the floor again if anyone else wants to step up, or indeed Glasses, if you've got any other thoughts. Obviously we'd love to hear more about your experiences in the Solana world, and indeed other projects that you're aware of, because I think this is great to give everyone a platform. And thanks to our friends at Terra Spaces, this will be available for others to listen to after the event as well, which I think is really important.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to speak again. Yes, in Solana, well, I've been looking for like 2 months, to be honest, and I have found only two projects. Well, yes, only two projects. One of them is not only one project, which is us, because the other project, it died out. It started because they wanted to help like the ants. That was like back in February, and like they didn't continue with the project. So in Solana, we're pretty much the only project trying to be like a green chip, or like trying to do like something meaningful for the environment. But we're always looking. I have found like at least other 10 projects in Ethereum, and there are like a bunch of projects in Tezos too that they want to do a lot of eco-friendly and awareness, which is great. But like, if you guys like know other Solana project that is trying to raise awareness or to make use of this NFT space to make a change, let us know, because like I have been like trying really hard to look for other projects in order to collaborate.
But we can join Terra and Solana and do something eco-friendly.
Join? Well, for us it's too late to join because we already have everything prepared for Mint, which is going to be on May 7th.
In May too, so May,
that's great.
I have an idea. I mean, this is the wonderful thing about these conversations, and I've been on a number of these now where it's lovely how we bring people together. Obviously, you're both going to mint and on different chains, and that's absolutely fine. But there's nothing to stop perhaps a future collaboration opportunity to look cross-chain, so that there are actually already examples of projects that are working across different chains. You have for example, Hero are on, I think they're on Solana as well as Terra, as an example. And also, there's a whole raft of other projects that cross different chains. So, and also it's about awareness. And I think perhaps, and I know, you know, pre the event, we all put out different tweets to sort of encourage different environmentally aware projects to come and join, not necessarily to speak, but to be here and listen. And we are really keen. Post this, let's do another event, but we wanted this to be a real focus on Earth Day. So I think it's the one day of the year where there's perhaps a broader media focus on the bigger challenges, and we thought it'd be nice to have a discussion around how we can bring that together. So yeah, I think hopefully by joining we've brought another project to link up. And as I say, I'm very much someone that is immersed in the space, and I've talked to many, many projects, and I've certainly been sort of spreading the word about what you guys are trying to do. And obviously, Glasses, let's have a chat afterwards as well, and love to share with the Terra community what you guys are doing as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. If someone else wants to like take the lead to talk about their projects or about like the thoughts or on this like Earth Day, you can like go ahead. Or if you have like any more questions.
Well, that's a good idea of collaboration. And no, yes, I know that Hero have like into the two threads on Solana and on Luna. What I like about Luna community and is that I had my Twitter private, and then like I don't know, like 6 months ago, I saw how Luna community like support each other. So I put for like public my Twitter. So I have been doing some more friends on Luna community. That is awesome, you know, friends that is supporting us on this project, on a space trip to launch, to make the difference with planting some trees and all of that. Also, I want to speak, and Nora can help me with that, about the how we got inspiration, how we inspired of this artwork. She's our designer, so I don't know if Nora, if you're there.
Yeah, of course, I can talk about it. I love how I talk about this. Yeah, it's really cool, the idea, because we want to people relate in the NFT, so we do a mix of humans and aliens and tree. The space tree is created by seeds from the planet. So we, together with DNA of human aliens, bring to life the tree. So it's really cool because we are doing different skins, different flowers, different seeds. So you can see in the art the people. You see a tree, but also see a human that you can relate with that. It's very cool, really beautiful. I don't know if you see it in the picture of the profile. If, for example, it's an eucalyptus tree, and we have the flowers, and it's also a human, and I don't know if you have a question about the designs, because I happily...
Yes, we're happy to see what people think about the designs. We took a long time to do it because we wanted, like Nora is saying, we wanted to like integrate humans and trees. So you represent, you feel like you are one tree, that you are supporting something, that you are supporting us.
Yeah, also the design is all by hand, so it's very difficult to make it. We want you to do a little bit of realistic, so it's very hard work, and I hope that everybody like it.
Yes, I like it. I don't know if someone else want to speak and talk about it.
Or ask something if you want to ask.
Yes, well, if I'm allowed to mention, I really like that it looks really Aboriginal, because, part of my family, from my mother, they're from Colombia. And I remember that when I was there as a child, we went to, like, the Gold Museum. And it kind of reminds me, like, the mask, like, Aboriginal people uses to represent, like, the Mother Earth. So it's really nice. So I really like it. It rings back like home, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the idea, that we have very traits that people can relate. If you can see the tree and you say, that's like me, they have the eyes, but I like this flower. It's the mix of all the things that make a special tree, a space tree special. So we are very in love with the art. We are very excited about the mean. I think that we make a very good work, and I hope that people like it, because we want to have the work, but I also want that people like the NFT. That is very important. That,
yeah, I must admit, I do like the kind of the tree of life feel, and also the reference there with the kind of space trip. And I guess we're all on a space trip as the Earth travels on its orbit around the sun, but it's all about grounding it. And that kind of Mother Earth feel that I think we can all relate to. And I think it's really, really good. I hadn't made the sort of the connection before that Glasses just did, but I can certainly see exactly what you're talking about there. And obviously, in a collection of 10,000 pieces, there's going to be some very interesting variants, and look forward to seeing all of those things come through. We have someone stepping forward. It's going to grant you access. Hopefully that's working. It's gonna see. Yeah, so we have our next speaker, Cool Can. You have the floor.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
Very well, very well.
Thank you. I was just looking at your project. I always want to thank every project that wants to make a difference in our world, especially with the nature and getting the world better for our kids. So that thing you were talking about, the projects that we have the same thing in common, that we should unite, and yeah, I think that is one of the cool things about this. We are making a collaboration with two very special projects for us that are taking care of the coral reefs in Australia. And we as well, we had this month donation to the Howard Wildlife Center here in Playa del Carmen in Mexico, that take care of the endangered species. And this month we want to donate to a foundation that takes care of all the aquifers in this area, because there are very big constructions taking place here that are going to put in very... they're altering the ecosystem, and that has a serious impact in our biodiversity by this railroad which is under construction, passes through 5 states in the southeast of the country. And they had reportedly destroyed like 70 square kilometers of jungle. There are like 8.7 million trees and plants that have been cut down. And Earth Conscious Associations have also warned some 6,000 cenotes that are natural walls and subway rails are at risk. So this foundation.
Oh no!
Yeah, no.
Where is that?
In Mexico, in Cancun, Playa del Carmen, and Tulum.
Oh my God, that's so sad. I love Playa del Carmen.
No, not I live in Mexico for.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful area with a lot of nature and jungle, and that's why we have a lot of tourism, because we have this like special biodiversity here, and a lot of the tours and those kind of things for the tourists are specially driven by the fact that we have a lot of animals and jungles, and it's like ecotourism. So this
one of the countries that we want to plant is in Mexico, so you can talk about that plan, and we can do that because we want some different trees, and we want that if that tree is in danger, we can plant that tree.
Oh, wow. That would be great. In which area of Mexico, or do you like go and ask if someone needs help?
No, well yes, you can help us, like telling us after mint, because we're after mint. Once we mint, we're gonna see how many mint we had, how many NFT we sold, and then we were gonna plan which countries are we gonna travel to plant all these trees.
Oh wow, that's very cool. Actually, there here in this area, there's a tree that is like very sacred to the Mayans. It's called the ceiba, and allegedly they are a protected species. You can't cut it down, but well, the government says one thing and does another. But that's one of the trees that are very sacred here in this area and allegedly protected.
Also cool. I like it.
That's awesome. If you can DM us, so we have your contact and work together, maybe after mint, that will be awesome.
Great, sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing this, guys. Like every project that does these kind of things, like, it's very important to us as well. So anything you need, I'm gonna retweet you guys. I'm gonna follow you. Anything that makes this world better, you have a special place in our heart.
I echo that 100%. I think it's so heartening. I do think, though, the one button that's missing from the Spaces emoji is a sad face, because there are so many reasons we're all doing these brilliant things, and I think it's amazing, but it's because of the damage that's being done. And, you know, when you talk about the sacred tree, it's just heartbreaking to hear that there are official rules and then people ignore them, and these important cultural and environmental icons are cut aside, literally. But I think it's brilliant. We are perhaps starting something new. How about we look to start an environmentally focused branch, and there's a good pun, unintentional pun there with the tree, branch of crypto, where we just really promote and link these projects that care about the environment, care about the future of the world, which I do as well, and I hope we all do. And let's move these things forward. Now we've got another speaker stepped up, and I'm quite excited. I don't think we've spoken directly before, but I love your PFP, and I love the project that it relates to. So I'm kind of hoping that you can perhaps expand, or indeed you don't have to do. You can say whatever you like, but thank you for stepping up.
Well, sure. Yeah, I've been enjoying the spaces so far. I was not aware of the Space Trip NFT. I've got the website up and a few of the ones that have been talking on Twitter to see what it's all about. And it looks like we have some very passionate folks here, and that's great to see. My profile is a Mafia Puffin, and definitely from the Poppin' Puffins project. I just love it. That's one of the best communities that I've found so far on Terra, and I know there are lots of them. But I'm also representing the Poppin' Guardians, which is a sub community sponsored by the Puffins. And basically, the Poppin' Guardians is there to raise awareness and to raise money through art for various humanitarian causes. And we've got a puffin right now on auction at Talus, a special Earth Day puffin. And it's in a similar vein as what some of the people here is that we want to do what we can with our talents, in some cases resources, and for some of us both. To go from the virtual world and to impact the physical world that we're in. There's a lot of need, there's a lot of pain, and there's just so much good that we can do to preserve, to raise awareness, and that's one of the things that that the entire Poppin' project is really passionate about. And to be a part of this spaces with the trees and just hearing some of the different areas around the world that have needs, and that and there are people there to help meet those needs. It really is heartening to see that and to hear that. So I just wanted to say a little bit.
Puffins, thanks for being here with us and speaking out. You have been, the Puffins have been a real, like, how you say it?
Help us.
Yeah, help us to do this, because you are one of the first projects that is helping the world, is doing something different, and is integrating the NFT world, the Web3 world, with the real world. So good job. You have been doing an amazing work. I hold one of one puffin, but I want to hold one puffin.
they're awesome. The puffins and the companion collection are the eels, and it's just a great community. We plan on expanding as best we can the Guardian's role and the impact that it has, partnering with other projects, especially with Angel Protocol, and just really. Just wanting to empower other people that they're also doing, their own good things through the team. Yes. Through the team, throughout the world, we can be a force for good.
Yeah, you help us right now. We finished today the massive giveaway, and you were the one of giving away one NFT with our space chip, our space. So it's really awesome. I don't know if my community manager Larry has it, have the image around, so she can put it on Twitter, so people see it, the great work you have done.
Yeah, we admire everything that you do. They are the people, you are very friendly. Also, you help the people. So thank you for everything that you're doing. It's very cool, and we are grateful.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Keep up the great work for you guys too.
I think to add to that, Poppin' Puffins, as I mentioned, I think earlier on the spaces, I could see you guys listening in, and it's great. I'm a massive fan of what you're doing, and I genuinely think the more I think about it, having sort of pulled this together with the Space Trip guys, there's a massive community of projects that really care about the environment, about the future of the planet, and I think together we're stronger in every sense, and I'd love to be a small part of doing these more regularly. Why use Earth Day? Every day should be Earth Day. The clock is ticking every single day. And we know that, and I think I mentioned earlier, apologies, obviously I know people duck in and out of these things. I was really blown away. I think it was mentioned at the start of the call, the Google graphic of 2000 versus now. and you're like, wow, we've got to turn that super tanker around. And the more of us that are trying to steer it away from danger, the better. And what better place to start than, you know, forming a community that passionately cares and wants to make a difference in the Terra space, and our lovely new friend in the Solana space as well. Most welcome. And in fact, let's make it chain agnostic. I don't know. I mean, Scott, if such things already exist, personally, I massively care. And that's how I got talking to these guys. We all, you can see from this space, I would describe this as a small and intimate space where the people that really care are here. And I'm sure many others will listen afterwards and really appreciate some of the great conversation we've had. It's not about DeFi yields. It's not about flipping PFPs and all sorts. It's about genuine care for the future of the planet. And I think in that sense, this is one of the most profound spaces I've had the pleasure to be involved in.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us. You know, our language is difficult to speak to people in English, because if not our not native language. So I believe that people is going to hear us and going to say, okay, I don't understand anything. So bye. And that's the thing that didn't want to do it as a space by our own. So thanks for the help.
No. Mi español es muy malo. You've done a great job, guys. I can speak a little bit of Spanish.
You speak pretty well in Spanish. I like it.
mucho años atrás.
You can do it.
Yeah, hang on. Mucho años atrás. Habito en España Sud por dos años. Pero muchos gentes ingleses no hablo español. I basically made the effort to speak the language when I lived in Spain. A lot of the people I knew didn't.
I also do a
space in Spanish. So
I'll have to try. And I also spent some time in Latin America many years ago, which I touched upon at the start of the call. And I made the effort to learn the language, and people were brilliant. You know, I would have to. Trouble is, I like to speak a lot, and I have to really think about it. But no, I haven't actually, because of COVID and everything else, left the confines of my place for some time. But I would, you know, I love culture. I love travel outside of NFTs, crypto, and so on. I have a massive passion for sport. I have a massive passion for travel, and a massive love of culture, community, diversity, and the wonders of life. So there you go. That was dredge from the back of my memory banks.
I hope you can travel with us to plant some trees.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. I like it.
Cool. So I'm conscious. We've obviously been chatting offline, as it were, about I'm happy to continue, but equally. Obviously, we've had some fantastic people step up, and thank you. And thank you to you guys for everything you're doing, and also for giving me the honor of asking me to help you host this. And by the way, I think you've done a superb job in terms of language is no barrier when passion is there.
Thanks.
Thank you. I am very nervous when I talk, so sometimes go well, sometimes go bad, so... Thank you very much for the opportunity and for hosting this for us.
An absolute honor.
So, well, in our Twitter, you have all the info, and in our webpage, you have all the info for the mint. We are close to the mint date, so we hope people in Terra community, Lunatics, help us and enjoy our project.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. We are very excited about this, and we hope that we have a good sales and help the planet, because that's the idea, to plant the trees, do something about it, help the planet, and go for it.
Meet our community, travel with them to plant some trees. That's the plan. That's the whole idea.
Brilliant. Well, for me, it's the start of an exciting journey, and I think you've certainly got my full support, and I think you have a support from so many other people throughout the Terra community. So muchas gracias.
You're welcome.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias a ti.
Thank you for everything. It was awesome, this space.
So I think that's all. If anyone have a question, DM us. So we're going to do, we have a lot of work to do until the 2nd May, until the mint. So we wait for you to mint one of us.
Yeah. Every question, if you have a doubt of if you want to talk, DM us and we are here for you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us. Also, thank you for inviting us. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Keep doing it. It's amazing. We will get there. We will let people know and we will make people aware. So thank you so much for doing what you're doing. All of you.
You too. Step by step, we are going to make it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Together. Absolutely.
Well, bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything.
Bye-bye.
And
thank you.
See you in another space.
Definitely. We should do this again. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, everyone, of course.
For joining
thank
as well.
You.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the AMA with Space Trip discussing Space Tree for International Earth Day, hosted by SuperTerra, recorded on Friday, April 22nd, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving, try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits, going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific, the risk is hedge funding the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first, sleep tight little dreamer, early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now, I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension. Something to endear myself a little bit. Something kind of, embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. And it's fine if I don't know. I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll. Tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road. Gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground sore. And I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in. I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself, if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be ceasing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little as to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.